This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Yes, unfortunately, I lost the engagement ring that Gino got me. But, right, Gino? I lost it.
I don't believe you lost it.
No, sometimes I just wear, I wear my ex-fiancé, I wear the ring he got me. It's
nicer. That's terrible that you're wearing a ring from a previous marriage.
I'm divorced.
That's divorced, Gino. That's like me wearing a necklace that my ex gave me.
What necklace?
I'm just making an expression.
She gave you a necklace?
No.
Do you have a necklace, Gino?
No. I said, if she had given me,
Gino,
how would you feel?
Gino, you have a necklace and you don't put it in my pussy, Gino. I want your pee-pee, Gino. Gino, give me your necklace. Give me your necklace, Gino.
I think we need to go. And you know what? I told you that we're going to get the ring and everything after the wedding and not now.
I want to cut off your pee-pee.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality gaze. Let's love.
This is reality gaze.
The death stare she gave him.
You have a necklace?
What necklace?
I'm sorry. If someone says they're A, sick of them, or B, don't like the way one person treats one other, sit
it's
down.
It's the same.
This is classic comedy, folks.
It is. It's the same with these two. The other gives as good as the other gets. Yeah.
This is reality gaze. My name is Maddie, and that queen is Poodle.
Hello.
A.K.A. Jake Anthony, who lives on Storybook Lane.
Storybook Lane,
mm-hmm,
with lots of fairy tale characters.
Yes, that's where she lives.
And I've been fucking the gingerbread man every morning.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's got a big old dick.
That would be somebody you'd like to fuck. Think about it. You could fuck him.
And then eat him.
And then eat him.
It is the best of all possible worlds.
You know, only thing better if it was not gingerbread, but cake man.
And then I can fuck him and eat him, and he doesn't have to be there for me to kick him out.
Exactly.
He's just not there anymore.
He's just not there anymore.
And then another gingerbread man comes back, and you're always getting new gingerbread man dick.
Yes. And you know what's interesting? If you just like... if you got
the dick might break off.
If you got a little more buff
And what are you saying?
And well, if you got a little buff and let your chest hair grow, you would be a fox. Isn't that a fox?
What?
A gay terms, you know, there's bears, but there's also foxes. Someone told me the other day there's gorillas. And I went, what the fuck is a gorilla?
There are otters.
What are otters?
No, you know who's
otters are twinks that grow their hair in.
Otters are like kind of like little guys who have hairy chests. No, you're thinking of wolves.
Wolves are like daddies that are furry chests.
Young
that are
daddies,
ripped.
Yeah.
They're not young. Isn't wolves like a guy in his 40s?
No. You are way out of this.
But then there's silver. But then there's silver fox. So with your gray hair, if you got buff and let your chest hair grow, you could
foxes.
Be a fox.
I don't think there are foxes.
I disagree. I think there are foxes. But I do want
to call someone a silver fox, but I don't think it is a subculture of hairy gay men.
Is there? Well, I still want to know, do you know what a gorilla is? I'm not in the dating app shit. I don't know.
I do. It's someone with like a silver hair on their back.
Oh, it's like a silver back gorilla. Yeah. Gay men are fucked up that we have to think of all these things.
I bet yours is silver.
No, it's not. Is there foxes? You keep talking about announcements.
Are there?
I'm looking up.
Y'all, we have a couple of announcements. What are they?
Well, you're...
Oh, if you don't know by now, we are not covering Below Deck Down Under. Sorry, I just completely ripped the Band-Aid. Some people are still asking. I keep looking for it, Carl! Y'all, we've been raw dogged by 90-day shows.
We've been raw dogged by 90-day shows.
Yeah. This is the first time in our 3-year history we've had 3 90-day shows running consecutively. Or sorry, at the same, very same time
at
airing.
The same, yeah.
And it's just impossible to do anything else. So it's we love it that we're having it. We might jump back in with Below Deck Med. We'll see.
Okay.
Finding anything with foxes?
I found this one, but I don't know.
I love how you will find any source on the internet.
I know. I was going to say, I think it's just silver fox is its term.
That's...
I don't think there's foxes. But I'm really intrigued by this picture of this wolf. Hello. But
so
they don't have gorilla on here.
You were incorrect.
Well, from what I've seen, no, I don't. I'm not like you. I don't mind being wrong. I don't have a thing about it.
Just take out "I don't mind"
popular,
and say wrong.
But they don't have gorilla either. I someone needs an updated list now. See, but this says silver.
You're gonna say that the list was wrong.
No, I'm just this. Oh wait.
Oh no, you're gonna look for something?
I'm not looking to prove myself right. I'm looking because it's conflicting information. This one on pride.com says there are foxes and silver foxes.
Show me.
But it's not a description of the person.
Again, you will find
twinks. I guess twinks are foxes now. No, they are not. A twink is a twink is a twink. I need more. I need someone in academia who wrote a thesis on this.
That's some like gay whore.
Not some fucking website listicle. I want science-based data.
I think that's all the announcements we have. What did we say? Listen to the first show.
They should have some gay men called snakes.
When you're confused, your sty gets redder.
Oh, yeah, but snakes, when they're an asshole, but they've got a big dick, so you fuck them anyway. That's a snake.
Boy, I've had my experience there.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Boy.
I don't have a... this is part B. We're going to be talking about Gino and Jasmine, as well as...
Christian and Cleo.
Let's... Mm-hmm. I think I'd rather start with Christian and Cleo.
Christian and Leo. I don't want to start with Gino and Jasmine. Okay, yeah. All right. Let's talk about Christian and Cleo. They are, you know, just when you feel like, well, maybe Christian's going to be a little bit better. He's not.
Portobello Road. Portobello Road. They're at Portobello Market. And he's still doing material.
Still doing
like
material.
This fucker is still doing stand-up material for her.
He is. That's a cute area of London, though. I went there when
it's
we
like,
went.
It's like, there are mushrooms here? And he's like, she's like, oh, I wouldn't know. And she's not a good audience for
She's not a good audience. There were tons of crystal shops. They were everywhere.
Anyway, It's been 2 days since he's been there. When they got home last night after when he was basically the mayor of that bar. What I would call the most autism unfriendly bar
I'd seen. It's not great, no.
With sparkles, lights, all kinds of shit. And as well as talking to all the girls and telling a story about how he tried to get other girls on the plane drunk.
Yes.
Just gross.
Just gross. And she, even when, did you notice how like he, when they went to that crystal shop, he got her those beads and he's like, here, something to remember me by.
I have a point of that.
He's already telling you he's leaving.
That's exactly what I said. He is doing this for a collection of memories so he can check off a box. Oh, dated a trans woman that one time.
Do you think it's that? Or do you think that... Because maybe I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
I think his life is that way.
Possibly. I almost want... But you hate men more than I do. So you're going to go and...
That's true.
I kind of feel like maybe he was attracted to this person. And then now he's on TV and he's doing this show. And he's like freaked out and can't do it.
It's Caleb and Alina all over.
Yeah. It's like that. I can't... Because I think Caleb actually thought he could do that.
He's not into her.
Yeah.
He's not into her.
Regardless, full stop, he's not into Cleo.
Yeah.
Caleb and Alina, that would have worked out so good for us for material, but Alina was a Klans member.
No. Well, kind of.
She was very racist.
She was racist, but she never took orders. But she probably would have enjoyed it. Ugh. She probably would have had a glowing review of Mein Kampf.
They dropped her so quick.
I know. And the worst part is she just doubled down. That's the thing, y'all.
What sucks for Caleb? Well, but he's fine. You know, I believe they only get paid for the episodes of
That's
Air.
True.
So they only got paid for like 3 episodes.
Yeah.
I still think they should put them on
Zeke
single
Heiling,
life.
Her Zeke Heiling got him.
Are they not
going to
put him on single life because they don't want him associated with it?
I think he's pretty tainted. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, he is basically saying, he's putting the like you said, he's like, oh, something to remember me by, which is this weird statement of saying he's telegraphing, like you said, he is telegraphing to her already. This will be an experience that I can talk about friends to.
And like,
and you
why
can
she,
too.
Why does she want to remember you when you're an asshole and you're not into her and you completely
because
made her feel like trash?
Life is not about relationships for him. It is a series of experiences that he can get to have. He's collecting this.
I don't think he's going to look good on the tell-all.
No. Although, remember... We give, I shouldn't say we, TLC and in general, maybe this tell-all not so much because Sean Robinson isn't going to be on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be audience members.
I don't think we've talked about that on the show, actually.
Yeah, Sean Robinson is SAG, so she's not going to be present for the tell-all. So they are doing a sissy saying, I'm part of the live audience. I don't know if producers give the audience members questions.
They didn't ask us, which we couldn't go anyway because we're
no.
SAG. But they are going to have a live audience. And then I guess some people, they're reading questions people have tweeted in.
Oh, but the producers choose.
Well, yeah, of course.
I do think men...
You can't have people just randomly ask questions because some people ask good questions. But a lot of people will ask like in the middle of the thing. They'll ask like, Cleo... What hair color are you using?
Yeah. It's like talk back questions at a theater performance.
Yeah. How much did you make from this show? The producers have to, because people will ask anything.
No, what I was going to say is men get a pass on a lot of these tell-alls.
They do.
It's kind of disgusting. Big Ed's first season, he got...
You were livid.
Fred got so... He got such a pass. It was awful.
You were livid.
And anyway, so they're having some fish and chips. Christian also says, it dawns on me that I might not have known what she needs with her autism. And I kind of feel bad about that. And I realize I fucked up. And so they're getting fish and chips. which I guarantee you a producer told him to say, because he does not have that amount of circumspection in his body. I just don't see it.
Okay.
Or that was filmed later when he realized.
Maybe.
So, Christian...
Wait, that he knew what fish and chips were?
No, that he didn't give her enough...
Oh.
He didn't think about her comfort level.
Yeah, that feels like that was an afterthought.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So he says, he's like, you know what? Last night it was crazy because those were huge drinks, like heavy pour. Again, blaming alcohol, just like he did previously for his behavior. And if you can blame it on the alcohol.
Jamie Foxx is better. He's finally out talking.
As you say, big news.
Well, it was. Nobody knew what was happening. Apparently he almost died. We still don't know.
He was in a movie recently. They cloned Tyrone.
But I think he filmed the movie prior to being in the hospital. He'll do an interview with Oprah or something like that, and they'll talk about it.
Anyway, Cleo basically is, well, maybe it's just me, but on your first date, it would seem like you would want to make this about the two of us.
Like you would make it about her. I would make it about you.
And he was like, you were trying to make it about others. And
she could not have been nicer.
No.
Or kinder the way she explained her position.
He's like, oh, yeah? Yeah? Oh, okay.
I get you. And she said, I didn't love the place. It was so tiny. And, and he said, oh, I worried, that I really do care about how you feel. And
then she says something that kind of breaks my heart. She says, I always feel like it's a burden that I'm autistic on people that I'm around. Because this is, again, another thing for her. Because he didn't give one single solitary thought to what he already knows is something she's dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And they've definitely talked about it.
Yes.
And again, he didn't Google autism.
I don't think he did. I don't think he did.
He did, however, Google James Bond or things or cool bars to hang out in London to see chicks.
Probably.
Cleo
says, I like him, but I worry that he's a little too much. And that broke my heart, too, because what I took that, she said, I'm worried that it's all a little too much. And what she didn't really say, she said, I like him, but I'm worried I'm too much.
Exactly. And the other thing he said at the end, and this told me, again, he is telling you guys, he is telling us everything about what he's going to do and who he is, and it's by really innocent statements. It's remarkable.
You hate him more than
despise
I do.
Him. Despise
I don't
him.
At all. I
despise him.
I don't necessarily think he's like...
You know why? He's low-key the cool guy. He's low-key, even though he's a complete asshole. He's the kind of person you wouldn't see coming. He's even more dangerous than a lot of these men who are just straight-up assholes.
I do think a lot of it's just, I don't feel sorry for him or anything.
I despise this guy.
I just think he had no idea what he was getting into and didn't care.
And that is what he will say.
Yeah.
That is what he will say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like what he said. He said, well, I came here to get to know you, and it's just going to be trial and error with us. You don't get to say that with someone who this is a long-term, long-distance relationship. It's not, quote, trial and error anymore. You know she has limits with her autism.
Yeah.
You know she's a trans person.
Well, and also, too, when you...
It's not trial and error.
And also, when you care about someone, it's like... Okay. It's a little different, but like you're HSP, you're sensitive. Like,
yeah.
If there's a noise going on,
I can't focus.
It used to frustrate me because you couldn't focus on the show, and I would think he's being unprofessional. He's not doing, and then.
How dare you?
Well, then once you kind of explained it to me, I went, because I care about you, that doesn't bother me at all anymore because I know that's just. How you're programmed, and why would I be upset or feel weird or even feel like I'm making an allowance or a compromise by accepting that?
Well,
and let me finish. I just want to say, I feel like he acts like he does put on this air of like, oh, but if I am attracted to her, like what a brave, wonderful thing
I'm doing. That's part of it too.
And I'm like, no, if you love someone, like, it's not hard to love someone who's trans if you just love them, full stop. Or autistic, no, full stop.
I would love to be invited to this tell-all to, and I would be given a tweet, and I would just crumble it up and say, this is to Christian.
Oh, God.
They wouldn't air it, y'all.
Yeah, they would. Yeah.
But
first of all, they wouldn't even let you in the city block.
I'd probably be tackled.
Y'all, Matt Sharp has eyes everywhere, probably. We would land at LaGuardia, and someone would say, come this way, gays.
I know,
and
we'd probably.
Go, what? And they just, like,
they put bags over
like
our heads.
Julio, they would just contain us and then send us back to our home country. Sorry,
Jose.
That's a 90-day.
Jose.
Yes, that's 90-day UK.
So, one thing I also want to say about this is he says, I came here to get to know you. It's going to be trial and error for us. No, you have to be thoughtful about doing something that you've never done before, like dating a person with autism or dating a person who is trans.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go, oh, we'll just throw something at the wall and see what works.
There needs to be a lot of checking in as far as like boundaries but and limits. Yeah.
I don't think this guy is ready to do that.
No.
Anyway.
Also, I don't trust someone who wears a sock hat indoors.
Oh, that's a big thing in the Pacific Northwest. And it's also cold. Sometimes it's cold.
If you're inside, unless it's cold, I don't think it was cold, though. I think he just had worries about
honey,
his hair thinning.
Honey, you don't remember grunge? You're right about that. You're right about the hair thinning thing. People wore those beanies indoors all the time.
I don't like it.
It's a strange hill to die on.
I don't like it.
Anyway, later on, he's like, oh, I made us a night in. We're going to, like, sit here and have some wine. And I thought it'd be like, because you're going to get her drunk. It's and
nice. Unless you're bald, then your head gets cold. I can understand that.
Well, he is losing it.
That's true.
He's like, oh, I got some good old, like, sexy baby-making playlists. And it did feel like this
Why would you say that? Why would you say baby-making playlist when you know that this person and you can't make a baby? To me, I felt like you're othering them right in front of you.
I'm not defending him here, but it definitely felt like a slip of the tongue to me. That's just something he says.
I just don't think people say that anymore.
Straight men do. I know we don't hang out around a lot.
Wait, no. Have you had several men tell you they want to do some baby-making?
Maybe. You know what? I haven't brought one to term yet.
Yeah, I wish you could see his face. You just turned red.
Haven't brought one to term yet, but it hasn't stopped me from trying.
You're pink,
poodle. I have a very inhospitable womb, they say.
Yeah, I guess so.
And she's We're like, that's disgusting. Not going to fly here. And I feel like I didn't think it was as serious as you thought it was. And I thought it was kind of a funny,
added up with everything else.
I agree. But it was a kind of a funny bit there. And I think also her sense of humor, because of the autism, doesn't always, even when she says something back, doesn't always land as she's taking it as a joke.
Mm-hmm.
So he's uncomfortable then, and she's uncomfortable, and they're getting these horrible vanilla candles or whatever it is, trying to make it romantic, and they're staying in there. And this is interesting. He got her a virtual reality VR set. And I was kind of like, okay, but she gets into it. She's like, it's like, I'm not distracted.
I didn't think it was thoughtful. Like when he said, I want to do something kind of cozy and intimate for us.
Yeah.
But it paid off because I thought the way she described that, there wasn't as much detail, so it was less stimulation. I went, that's cool.
I think he's more of a blind squirrel finding a nut here because
I
think this is something he likes to do. So, which I'm fine with something. I'm fine with two people saying, I want to share something but I'm interested in it.
I guess. I mean,
I didn't hate it.
Maybe they're, I don't know. I guess we all share things we like with people that we're into. I guess that's good.
Later on, he's like, this is more awkward because the pressure I'm putting on myself to finally be intimate with her. It's been 2 days. And I'm like, and he's having to.
They should have kissed by now.
They have kissed, not made out.
No, they should have made out by now. I know, again, I'm going to guess from our earlier baby-making conversation that 2 days of not moving to several bases would not fly with you.
But not for me, but I'm more of a specific case, more in the whore category.
I'm in the slut. So yeah, it would not be enough for me.
I will say, someone who I'd talked to for a really long time and I'm concerned about the intimacy, I will say, if I was a straight man, I think, and it was the first trans person I've ever dated, that would take some time.
It takes some time, but if I'm dating a guy, I need to see your dick in 36 hours.
Okay. That sounded, I don't know why that sounded mildly inappropriate.
You disagree?
It was the way you said it. Like, but you need disagree? To see it. No, I would say I'd like to.
Sure.
I also love that she's got The Secret History by Donna Tartt on her bed.
I don't know what that is.
It's a book.
I mean, but I don't know the book.
Why would you? Donna Tartt wrote The Goldfinch. Again.
Never heard of it. No.
You are illiterate.
Don't even know who Donna Tartt is.
It's a fun book about people at a kind of Ivy League school.
Is it an old one or a new one?
I want to say 2000s, maybe late 90s.
Oh, okay.
They tried to make a movie. I don't think it ever got made.
Oh.
But it started her. It's a really well-written book. Yeah, I loved it. Right. It was why I read The Goldfinch.
What's the book called again for the sissies?
The Secret History. It's pretty well known.
Okay. I like to educate people.
And you.
But no, because I'm not going to read it.
No. I think what's on your nightstand now?
Some Dr. Seuss.
You're moving on to the Lorax.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Cleo basically says, you know, I think she's talking to him. I think we're attracted to each other. And he's like, yeah, definitely. Deaf sister. And Christian's like, I just don't want you to think I'm not attracted to you because I haven't tried to initiate intimacy. This is all a play of words of it's not that I'm not attracted to you. It's that I don't know if I'm not attracted to you. Does that make any sense? Because I never make the first move with girls. Someone, whether you're male or female, who says this, when you say, I normally never make the first move, that says, I'm not making the first move. This is on you.
Yeah.
And I just thought, for this trans woman to already have autism on her side, this man is already telling her, you're going to have to do everything. And the reason he gave, because I just don't know if I'm going to get rejected. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it's that. I mean, she even knew his bullshit. But also, to look at his body language. I watch his body language a lot. He was literally on the end of the bed as far as he could be on the bed away from her.
Everyone is aware.
And she said, even Cleo said, you know, he told me before that affection and PDA are important to him. And now he says it's not. At first, she said, I don't buy it. And this makes me more insecure.
Yeah. She's
not
dumb.
And I hate it because it has nothing to do with her.
No. No.
But she's, let's be honest, y'all. I mean, I've had people I know that are trans that have dated someone that they want to date someone just not because they want to date a person and a human. They do want to check that trans thing off their thing.
It's a collection of experiences.
That's fucking terrible. It's terrible. And so how does that not fuck with your...
And it's a fetish and different things like that.
It's just, it's not...
That's what I'm saying. I had such a problem with that. His phrase of his kind of lackadaisical. It's like, well, you know what? We'll take it as it comes. Trial and error. We'll see what works. You can't do that with someone who has autism and someone who has already told you they're coming from a vulnerable place.
Yeah.
If you're going to be in this, you need to work with each other closely. You can't just roll the dice which is what he's, I'm feeling like he's doing. Basically, he is, I'm gonna predict the future here, right now. I don't know how much longer he's there.
No, not long.
He will find a way to string her along, and he'll still want to talk to her, and then he will ghost her.
Well, she'll have to end it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She'll have to.
He doesn't want to be the bad guy, for sure.
I don't think she can end it.
I think she can. I do.
Really?
I think because she already, at least these are talking heads, but she's saying, I don't buy this. I believe in Cleo that she can.
I hope you're right.
Say, fuck you, because she's got good friends. Sounds like she has good support around her.
I hope you're right.
She can say, bye, bye, bye.
She just has gone on and on about saying, this is the first person who seems like he's cared about me more than.
I believe in you, Cleo.
I'd be so happy.
I need her to dump him.
Anyway, that's all I've got.
I don't think he's that cute anyway. He's not ugly, but she's way prettier.
I don't even think that's the problem. I think, like I say, this guy is a covert. He is low-key. He's low-key dangerous. He will always make you feel like the one who is responsible for something. He will never take accountability. He will always say, I'm a nice guy.
Dangerous. I just feel like that's a man. So wow. Many of my girlfriends have dated those guys.
I have a feeling that someone may have issues with men right now.
I'm not even talking about me. I'm talking about a lot of my girlfriends. I think that this is, I think something rampant that I've talked about this on the show before about guys always wanting to be the good guy and making women out to be crazy. She's so emotional. She's so clingy.
I don't know if I'm ready to put that on the entire male population.
Yeah, on the last episode where you drug them.
Yeah.
We need to move on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. why. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
This hasn't been a good week for men on our show.
No.
That's all right. No. We love you. We love you.
Most of you.
Let's talk about a man we love.
Gino and Jasmine. I know this mall. I know it very well.
Okay. So, because Poodle, like a lot of you came at us, a sissy who is a play therapist working with like sand. Sand tray therapy. And it's, I remember learning a little bit about this in school, but I've never done anything. But there,
y'all, you know what? As soon as someone started sending him stuff, that's what I said when we were there.
I did not say that.
I told you.
I said,
oh, yeah, sand therapy.
I did not say, I said it was play therapist.
But you,
and
you
when they
like,
said sand, I went, oh, I told you. I said, I forgot about it. Then as soon as she said it, I went, oh, yeah,
she threw
about
me.
That.
She threw me under the bus like a ventriloquist dummy.
That is true. You were mother poodling me. I owned it and said
she's
couldn't remember.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. I told you.
I did not say
it,
I told you.
It was remarkable how
the
quickly you threw me under the bus.
Hears.
So I want to say, I believe it. And it still feels like there were shelves and shelves and shelves and shelves and shelves of figurines.
Well, some sissies agreed and said that they thought it was too much.
And I'm okay with it. If it helps them, fine. I just had never seen an office like that.
You also said that one sissy said that maybe little Poodle never got all the toys he wanted and that you're projecting.
Yeah. Wasn't a fun read.
Poor Mother Poodle. She cleaned out your toys every week.
She did put a lot. She did throw a lot of them away.
Like my mother did that once every couple of years, and the way you talk, your mother did it on the monthly.
No, she would give them away to deserving children. She wouldn't say that. Not deserving, needy children. What about the kids who live at the group home?
Oh, so she made you bad for getting the toys in the first place.
Yes.
So Gino and Jasmine, they're at this mall. And Gina wants to make, they want to make good memories, like the therapist said.
She's basically like
Jasmine,
we're going to get a necklace for Liz's birthday. And Liz's she's like, and I'm going to buy one for myself too.
Yeah. She totally.
Pay them, Gino.
Totally got there, Gino, for the grocery store or to the jewelry store under the ruse that it's going to be about her younger
and it's like, let's
sister.
See some rings.
A lot of you think Liz is her daughter, but Liz is her sister, y'all.
Daughter, sister.
Jasmine has children, though, doesn't she?
A younger kids.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's when the scene that we did in the beginning is, well, you already have a ring. I lost it. No, I don't believe you've lost it.
Yeah.
Anyway, and that's when he's bringing up the necklace.
Do we think she lost the ring?
No, she says she doesn't like it.
She did not lose the ring, y'all.
No.
She does not like it.
She doesn't like it.
I wonder, is the fiance, is the ring that she got, is it from that Dane guy?
I think it's a different, no, her wedding ring, which she liked better.
Ah.
And Jasmine said, well, you were being cheap about replacing it, so I found the solution. That we're here now.
It is ridiculous.
I love Jasmine.
Oh, I love her. It is ridiculous of the different double standards she puts. Because she said that, and so when she said, I found a solution. Gino says, you don't need a ring. And then
her face.
Oh, I was noticing the clerk who looked directly at the camera like, what is happening?
Yo, Jasmine,
poor girl,
blinks her eyes, and when she gets quiet, it is like the movie Scanners. And I'm worried Gino's head's going to explode.
She looks at him and goes, what's the matter? And Gino's is like, I told you, no visa approval, not now. And she looked at the clerk and goes, solo momento.
And it's this moment, she's like, well, why is the K-1 visa taking a long time? Oh. And she's like, well, it's about money because I don't want to pay. And Jasmine goes, of course it's about money.
Well, let's talk about this. Gino says he doesn't need to get a lawyer for the K-1 process.
Because he did it before.
Because he did it before.
Yeah.
How do we feel about that? We've talked to a lot of sissies. I feel like, did he do it for another woman from Panama?
I don't know, from Brazil.
So different countries have different ways of doing things.
Yeah.
I want to say I feel like he's cheap and he should get a lawyer. However, I feel like if you were dating someone from another country, you would tell yourself you could do it yourself.
I'd get on Google and find out how to do it.
Because it would steam you up to pay a lawyer,
exactly.
Wouldn't it?
Exactly. I'd go on K1visa.net. PanamaK1visas.net.
Wow.
And I'd have someone talk me through it.
In another language. And you would Google Translate and figure it out.
I'd record what they said, and then I'd put it into Google Translate, and I would only have to pay the fee.
You think
I don't need no lawyer.
You think he's kidding, but he will take so much more extra steps to save money.
Oh, yeah.
Like hours worth of time you'll spend to save money.
It's the principle. Later on in the afterlife, I'll be rewarded.
Has there ever been something that you spent so much time on to do, and then you did it and realized you totally should have just paid extra?
A lot of things, it's how what I will save sometimes, thinking I'll need something. I could have just paid. What was it? Oh, I was just doing something the other day. And I'm like, yeah, I should just buy a subscription. I'm like, no, I won't.
Is there something you save that you use all the time and you go, good for me, I stuck it to the man?
Anytime I use shopping bags, anytime I do reusable shopping bags or like even plastic bags and I use them to throw out trash, I go, well, I saved the environment and I stuck it to him. I need to buy another bag. And I can hear my mother's voice. I'm like, get him, Jaybird. Stick it to him.
You're going to be so terrible when you're old.
Awful. It's already a dangerous place. Yeah. Anyway. Y'all, later on, we heard about, what necklace?
What necklace?
She basically says, Gino says, it frustrates me that that Jasmine thinks that I need an attorney for this. And Gino says, I'm the one who filled out the paperwork. I did this. And this
Gino
is when he
gets
goes,
really upset.
This is when he goes, change your attitude. I'm not ready to buy a ring. Buy it yourself. And I think Gino is finding, it's like that Seinfeld episode, yes, I'm going to reference another Seinfeld episode, when Jerry finally gets mad, and like Lori Loughlin is a guest on that, she's like, I've never seen you mad. And at one point he goes, see, that felt good. He's like, that's enough. And she's like, ooh, that was good. He's like, it felt good. And then he finally has emotions. And he starts yelling and crying because anytime he has an emotion, all the others come out.
And everybody tells him to stop.
Yes.
That's funny.
And And he's like, this is what happened last thing with Patty gave me. And Elaine's like, Jerry, I can't take any more gentle sobbing today. But the idea is...
Lori Loughlin.
Yes.
Wonder what she's up to.
Well, her kid's doing great.
She's out of jail, right?
I don't. The kid never went to jail.
No, Lori.
I think she's out of jail.
She out of prison?
Yeah. Yeah. The kid went on Dancing with the Stars.
No.
Yes.
No.
Don't you know the Dancing with the Stars is the biggest image rehab that we have in this country? Ariana is on it. As soon as that happened, I said,
Ariana.
Ariana Maddox. Don't you dare make me explain this one more time. You better flinch.
Is that a Vanderpump
That's
person?
A Scandoval person. I'm gonna like cut your head open with a fucking...
Is she the one that she cheated on her with
no,
a friend?
No, he cheated on her. You don't know anything. Where's the knife? I need to cut you. Where have you been for the last 4 months?
So she's the one that her friend cheated on her and she told it to him. Good for her for dancing it out.
That is the most anemic way to explain what happened to Ariana that I've ever heard. I am so sorry to BPR listening, sissies. You minimized everything they went through. Way to minimize their pain and Ariana's pain.
Did she win?
She hasn't been on the show yet.
Oh.
I painstakingly went through everything with you. And it's like you're a fucking tabula rasa.
It's always a new day for
Coco
me.
Coco the gorilla could have gotten it. Jesus H. Murphy.
Well.
Anyway, we have to move on.
Outside, out of
you at least need to. You live in the world of reality television. You need to be able to have one coherent sentence about Scandoval. One. That's what I want from you. That's what we're going to get from tour. You need to be able to say, oh, yeah, I know one thing about that.
Well, I understand why she slept with him. He's cute.
Tom Sandoval.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
You know, I could understand it if you were saying season 2, season 3, season 4, even season 5. The things that that man has said, I wouldn't touch his dick with it. I don't care if it's a pristine penis. It's not. I'll tell you that. It's not even that great of a penis. No, you wouldn't. If you would see him acting and you would go on television, you would go, ugh.
I don't know anything about
you. Out. Why would you?
I don't think I could really, honestly, probably recognize him in a lineup.
You could. Yeah.
Ariana, she's the blonde one, right? Or the brunette?
She's a blonde.
Okay. But he slept with the brunette, Rachel.
Well, at that time, Raquel. Now she's gone back to the more anglicized
Rachel. Rachel, okay.
Yeah. Taking back her roots, I guess. I'm not sure. Even though she's from Ohio.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we had Raquel's in Lone Grove.
Typical Ohio. Someone's going to say, don't you come at me about Raquel. Don't blame us for Raquel. Anyway.
Where are we?
I don't know. I'm furious. I'm so angry right now. Hey, who am I covering?
Gino and Jess. So when they leave the sales clerk.
I'm sorry all of you had to hear that, but most of you know it was completely valid. For him, you need to know. You need
who
to do
else
better.
Is going to be on Dancing with the Stars?
Who gives a shit? I was only in it when JoJo's season and Cody were on it. Because I love JoJo's season.
She won too, didn't she?
Yeah.
Good for her.
Dancing with a Girl.
Good for her.
I think she did one. She went.
I wonder if they're going to put it back on TV now because of strike. Well, probably a lot of those people can't be on that show.
That's probably true. Yeah.
I mean, what's her name? Who's going to host it now or be on it? The one that's on the game show with me, Juliana Huff.
Yeah.
She's SAG.
She's SAG. I think there's a specific for game shows, which I think that show classifies as, there is a specific carve out.
Might be a different contract. Yeah,
it's actually a different contract. It's like Masked Singer.
Like the way we can still do a podcast. Yes. We're a different contract.
It's a different contract.
I love Julie. I liked that movie, Rock of Ages, she was in. I thought that was fun.
We cannot go this far off. I was going to talk about why reality shows, and you're just going somewhere else. Please. I was going to say, before you try to talk about Rock of Ages and confuse everyone, it's because reality shows have a different contract to carve out. So Dancing with the Stars is a reality show.
Yeah.
You should be aware of that.
No, I do know that.
Yeah. Okay. But you asked the question.
But still, I wonder, though, sometimes... But there is a thing that in the contract, like, actors can't promote things. So a lot of times they're doing cross-promotion of other things. So I wonder if they have to, like, be careful of that.
And here is Margot Robbie. she just dropped in, y'all.
She's not here for any reason at all.
Margot, I love that you're wearing that cross between red and white.
Red and white.
I love that.
Oh, you brought your friend Greta Gerwig. Wonder what she's just y'all palling around.
Oh, but y'all should make a movie together.
You should.
See ya.
See ya. You haven't seen that yet, right?
I haven't. I'm probably going to go this week.
I'll save it. But sissies, go see it. It is wonderful.
They're not a sponsor.
I don't care.
You know what? You're right. If we feel strongly about something, we should talk about going to see it.
Well, anything that I feel like is...
What movie are you talking about?
Oppenheimer. I do want to go see that.
People are saying that's great.
Oh, I want to see it. It makes me sad. There's not a lot of 70 millimeter theaters now in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Like Hollywood, and that's it.
Yep.
You got to drive all the way up to the fucking valley to go see it.
No thanks.
No thanks.
I think they had an atom bomb went off there. Looks like it anyway. Whoa! Whoa.
We need to move on.
Maybe in the Tujunga area.
Oh, they're just talking about in the book I'm reading, actually.
Tujunga?
Yeah.
You do read.
I'm reading The Boys. It's the memoir of Ron Howard and Clint Howard. I'm really into memoirs right now. So
I think you've been reading that for...
I read a little bit when I go to bed. I don't like read fast.
Sounding it out?
That's what I do. It's a way oinky topic. It's really great, though. Love it.
I think you do. Like, you have a touch. You mentioned, I think you may have a touch of dyslexia.
I've talked about that before.
Yeah.
I'm a fast reader, actually, but... I don't actually have as much with reading. I have some with reading. I definitely have numbers, 100%.
Which is why I do those. Anyway.
Who's Ariana?
Exactly. Later on, y'all, they are Jasmine, basically. They're gives Liz the necklace, and Gina's like, Liz, do you feel a year wiser? And it's just this weird, and she's like, what? and Jasmine translates.
Expression they
it
have.
Doesn't
like
translate.
Jasmine said, this fool.
It doesn't translate. And Jasmine just goes, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
I will say, God, I enjoy them. Every time they're on, she's magic, they're magic together.
Gino kind of had a change of heart. He realized that he acted in anger, and he said the therapist said we shouldn't do that. And so,
I can't believe this came out of him. I was shocked.
Something happened.
Yeah,
they skipped a lot of time. We missed something for him to see this.
And they're riding that what I call a four-way bike. I don't know how to otherwise. Don't know how to call it, but like.
I thought it was going to go bad because, first of all, they start the bike. The palm frond hits Jasmine in the face.
Yep.
She's annoyed, and she's scared of getting hit. But then they start riding around, and then Jasmine says, if you're tired, let me know. I don't want you to have a heart attack. You're not able to have a lot of stamina in the bedroom.
Which is picking at him with her sister right there.
But I don't mean this to sound, but from what we've seen, I don't think the sister speaks a lot of English.
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe she doesn't understand, because I'm like,
this isn't super appropriate.
Anyway, Gina goes, well, you always orgasm with...
Gina! I fake it, Gino. I fake it.
No, you have. You have had an orgasm. You have had an orgasm.
Sometimes I fake it. Sometimes, Gino.
And then she goes,
just kidding. You always make me gushy, gushy, gushy. My punani goes, whoa.
Do you think she was being real?
I think that Gino knows. Look, I don't know a lot, but one thing I think I know for sure.
Period.
One thing I think I know for sure. Gino or Jasmine doesn't stop the fucking if she doesn't get an orgasm.
That's true.
I feel like we need to follow this through. And they've only had sex 7 times.
It's true. Anyway, later on, they're getting ice cream.
And Gino said his face kind of like, that's not true. And it's almost like he was about to go in detail and say, like, I saw or experienced, you know, because women squirt or whatever.
Every woman squirts.
Some women. No, yes. Not every. But like, I was, you didn't let me finish. Squirt or whatever, meaning there's probably ways to tell a woman had an orgasm. And I was going to say, I'm not familiar.
I think there may be, but I think there. This is not a place where...
I don't know anything about faking it.
But I think it's easier for a woman to fake it than a man, obviously.
How does a man fake it?
That's a good question.
Have you ever faked it?
You know, sometimes when I've been so tired, uh-huh. I'm just like, oh, all right, I'm going to turn over and go to bed.
But where's the semen?
It's in the dark. You can take that one to the bank.
God. I do set it, and I just smell the smell of leather and piss.
How'd you know it's my cologne?
Yeah, that's Poodle's favorite candle.
Leather and piss.
Wow.
Wow. Bleach. Leather and
all right, so, but anyway,
that's the name of, I think that's a bathhouse name.
A new book from Joan Tart.
Donna Tart.
Donna Tart.
Leather and piss. from the author of The Goldfinch, the story of a boy who got his leather and piss. Wow.
So, but apparently talking about the orgasm, that's what they needed to cheer everybody up.
Yeah. So they're getting ice cream. I have something for you, Jasmine. And he unfolds the fingers. And like, y'all, he is trying to order from this. He's like, and this is where you understand kind of what Jasmine sees in Gino. She's like, this fool is finally starting to learn Spanish. And he is trying. He's saying like pequeño. And she kind of enjoys that. And he gives her a promise ring, y'all. And this, it looks super cheap, y'all. But it's what he says. He says, I will try harder to avoid arguments to give you more meat. It's like those
Again,
words.
Speaking Poodle's language.
Yeah, those words are more important than the ring.
Because let's be honest, y'all. I don't think she liked this ring either.
No, but this meant more to her.
She said, there are two hearts, one for you and Gene, one for me, Gino.
Anyway.
I don't think she liked it, though. She's going to return it.
Probably, but she said, I'm impressed with his effort. And she says, and I know I still need to do some more work, too. And I think this is the most movement we've ever seen with Gino and Jasmine.
I know. I know people sometimes in a talking head feel like, they don't like it, but I think whatever work she had done, I think looks pretty good.
It, you know what it is?
Her teeth are really white. I think she got fake teeth.
She looks remarkably different, and her hair is very different.
I think she looks
She's wearing a lot of makeup, too.
She is. She is. Goals.
Yeah.
If I was on a reality show, y'all, in the Talking Heads, I would look like a completely different person.
But do you want that?
Oh, I'd just be so beat. Oh, everything would be contoured. Everything. If I was on a reality show, yeah. Well, if you're on one, can you let me be your makeup artist? Because I'm worried you're just going to show up and, like, right before the camera film, you're just going to be itching your eyes. And you turn on and you just, like, these beady little red eyes and you look.
Wow.
I just want you to look your best.
And strangely found a way to insult that. Insult me.
No, not, you just aren't aware about it.
Boy, that's a backhanded compliment.
That's the show,
that's
everybody.
That's the show.
All right. Y'all know where to go. Go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can find out everything you need to find out about us. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. We appreciate you. And join our Sissy Squad. That's our Facebook group.
Yeah.
We have fun in there.
Follow us on Instagram.
Well, that. Thank you. I was going to say that. Poodle, how many followers do we have now on Instagram?
20. Oh, 20,000.
20,000. You made Caitlin, our social media manager. She flipped out. She was so excited. She was literally would just send us a screen grab and say, we're 20 people away. We're 10 people away.
She probably went home to that new husband and banged him like a screen door.
Wow. I hope she did, he thought.
She was so excited.
She's gorgeous, too.
She is.
So anyway, y'all, thank you so much for following us, liking our memes, sharing our memes. And you can also follow us on TikTok if you enjoy our meme work from our producer, Christina.
And Caitlin.
And Caitlin, yes. We appreciate it very much. All right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
In coffins.
In coffins.
No, and if you're at your local B. Dalton, pick up a copy of Leather and Piss Now by Donna Tartt.
I feel like we need to play Leather and Lace.
Nothing that classy. Leather and piss, leather and piss, leather, 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 leather and piss.